Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, September the 3rd, 2021, Labor Day weekend, 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Angie Evers. Do want to remind everybody, we will not be here on Monday. We're taking the day off. So as you take your day off, we're going to take our day off and enjoy it Monday. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Where do you buy the phyllo dough in Marion? Now, I know you can buy it at the Big Kroger here on Delaware Avenue. Well, here's somebody who knows about phyllo dough, I bet. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Oh, you're alive.
Yep, alive and kicking.
I thought you might have joined that John Mellencamp Cambodia cult and went over there.
That's plan B if things don't work out at the transit, but so far so good.
So where were you in hour number one?
I was listening, but I was around some of my goofball relatives, and I was afraid, like, somebody would be like, oh, she's on the radio, and, like, holler something in the background and embarrass me, so I had to wait till I was by myself to call.
But you have us on in your home, even as your goofball relatives are there?
Yeah, I'm in my car now.
What are you doing out driving around?
I'm parked. I usually don't talk and drive.
So you just, I'm getting out of the house, and I'm going to go drive around Marion and look at the Cardinals.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, I'll go for an ice cream or a soda or something and just drive around. It's just kind of peaceful, you know, you don't ever do that. Am I the only weirdo that does that?
Well, I don't like to drive. So
Scott definitely does not like to drive.
Oh.
But I like to go outside and walk around.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded like a problem for you. So what do you think of my Bostonian pinheads?
They're different. It's different. It's kind of cool, though, that, you know, people that far away are listening to you.
Well, you know, I've always said I transcend Marion.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you got it. When you get the big guests, that's what happens.
Are you going to cruise on over there this winter?
I don't know. They're going to have to come up with a better plan than what they've done. Now, they're trying to get Scott Spears Day here in Marion on October the 1st.
Well, that'd be cool.
Are you going to call this one in as well?
I don't know.
Now, you have a problem with this?
I definitely don't have a problem with it. I just think it's going to go over like a lead anvil. It's probably going to go as well as, like, our bus tours. How far have you gotten with that plan?
Why do you think that I should not have a day named after me?
I know I didn't say that you shouldn't. I'm just saying, like, how do you really think that's going to happen?
Well, I mean, I don't know why it would be rejected if that's the people's will.
Well, what's going on with our bus tours? Halloween's next month.
It's coming.
Name one thing that you've done in preparation for these tours.
I got the transit buses lined up.
You do have them? Well, how come I ain't never heard of this?
Well, I did not know I had to cue you in on everything.
You don't, but, like, I think my boss would have heard about it, and she would have been like, so what's these tours that I've heard about?
Well, you know, the mayor knows, and I think as long as he knows, I think we're okay, don't you?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, the mayor is the mayor.
He is the mayor. That's what I heard. But I think we're going to have to wear masks.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely probably going to have to. I mean, wouldn't you just want to, though?
Well, at this point, you know, I just read, I was just scrolling Facebook during the break. Johnny Bench now has COVID, famed
Who's
Reds
baseball. Johnny Bench?
Yeah. He'll be glad to hear about that. He's a legendary...
I'm not trying to be funny.
No, he's a legendary Reds baseball...
I'm not a sports person, so...
Well, he's got the COVID. Oscar De La Hoya, who was just about to go back in the boxing ring for a return, he's got COVID, and he's in the hospital. Jesse Jackson's in rehab. His wife got released from the hospital today from COVID. I'm telling you, this thing's coming down like a train barreling down the tracks.
Terrible.
And I don't know how you avoid it at this point. Oh, go ahead.
Now, in China, where this all started, supposedly, aren't they, like, past it and over it and everything?
You know, I don't really know what's going on in China. I heard we're big in China, though. Big in Wuhan.
I'm just saying, like, you don't really hear much. Like, it seems like it's, like, they're over and done with it.
Because we have freedom here.
Oh, so you're saying over there it's like, do what we tell you.
Well, yeah, they're communist.
Yeah.
But we've got freedom.
Well, just like, they're making their kids only, they will only allow their kids, what, 3 hours a week or something? Screen time?
I think so.
The parents or the government or both?
Well, I don't really know. I'm sure the government has a hand in that. But over there, they don't allow freedom. But they've taken care of this COVID problem.
Wow. That's kind of, pretty interesting.
Well, I just don't know where this starts and stops. I don't think this is going to reflect well on America as the years go on.
Yeah, and I've heard you point out before, so many other things are regulated, and we just accept it, like seat belts, and you can't go into Kroger's naked, and all kinds of other goodies. How is a mask so much different?
Well, what's strange about that to me, maybe even more strange than the fact that we do have regulations, obviously, is that none of those things would kill you. If you walked into Kroger naked, you would not die or kill anybody else. If
I might kill someone. They'll go blind. Maybe they won't die.
Well, you know, that's a whole other can of worms. But, you know, a seatbelt, you know, because you get behind the wheel of the car doesn't mean you're going to wreck. So this, which has become a matter of life and death and hospitalization, that this has become the thing we choose to fight about, I'm still not sure about that.
Yeah. That is pretty crazy. And nobody can deny the numbers. I mean, it's out there.
Just walk into the hospital. I mean, that's all people got to do is walk into the hospital.
No thanks.
And that's where we are right now. So, hopefully it gets better, but who knows. But where did you get your shake tonight?
I didn't get a shake. I got I went to Fred's and I got a brownie sundae and a pickle shot.
What's a pickle shot?
Angie, I hear you giggling. Do you know what a pickle shot is?
I'm assuming it's just like pickle juice.
Yes.
That sounds horrible.
You don't be knowing about pickle shots, Scott?
You just drink pickle juice?
Well, they freeze it. It's like in a little plastic cup. And rather than to just throw it out, they realize that they could make money off of it. Not just they. Lots of concession stands.
Yeah.
And sporting events and all that do it. But you just take that juice and put it in the little plastic cup and freeze it, and there you go. It's like a pickle popsicle.
Haven't you ever seen people, drink pickle juice out of the jar?
Yeah, because I've done it. If you haven't done it, you're a weirdo.
Not people outside of an institution.
Didn't you just know he was going to run his chops with that one?
No, I'm telling you, I'm drinking pickle juice. No.
Well, let me ask you something.
Oh, go ahead.
Have you ever tried it?
Have I ever drank pickle juice?
Yes.
No.
Don't knock it till you try it. Juice. You might like it.
Well, I've never hit my head with a hammer, but I don't think I would enjoy that. I don't have to go through that to know I'm not going to like it.
Well, it's good. That's all I can tell you.
Well, how much does a pickle shot cost?
A quarter.
Oh, a quarter. Well, they're making the money over there at Fred's, aren't they?
Hey, you know, Granny always said, if you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
But didn't she end up in the poorhouse?
No. I mean, she wasn't rich or anything, but no. No. It was a poor house, anyway.
Well, I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad you're out having a good time tonight.
What is the poor house?
The poor house?
Yeah.
My house.
There you go.
All right. You guys have a good show.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Toodles.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Where else can you get phyllo dough besides the Kroger out here on Delaware Avenue? Can you get it on the East End anywhere? Meijer, I bet, has it.
I don't know. I was at Meijer the other day, and it looked like they were out of a lot of stuff. And the whole freezer, not freezer section, but like the whole section where they keep the butter, it was completely empty. There was nothing in it, and I thought, you know where they have, like, the refrigerated cookie dough, that kind of stuff? It was completely empty. But I will tell you, I found the best coffee creamer at Meijer, and there was only one jug left, because I like the coffee, what is it? I think it's International Delight. I don't know what kind it is, but there's only two kinds that I get, because I don't do the... I have to do dairy-free, and it was cannoli creamer. It was the best creamer I ever had, and there was only one jar of it, and I bought it, and I'm going to have to go find another. I looked for it yesterday at Kroger, and they did not have it, so I'm going to have to go back to Meijer, and hopefully they have more. I love cannolis. Cannolis are my favorite.
Well, does anybody know where you can get cannoli creamer or phyllo dough? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 or anything else on your mind. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. You know, I love this story. I was going to do it earlier today, and I was going to save it for Tuesday, but we can discuss it a little bit tonight. The Federal Trade Commission is looking into why McDonald's ice cream machines are always broken.
You know, I love McDonald's ice cream cones.
But I love it now because they've been broken for years. And now the federal government is going to figure this out. The Federal Trade Commission's involved. And they're going to figure out why these McDonald's ice creams machines are always broken. And they are always broken.
Well, the McDonald's on 95, there's always something wrong over there. And
well,
you know,
I can't say that.
All
these machines are always down. You go to McDonald's and you want ice cream, they're going to say, whoa, the machine's broken.
No, the one on 95, I think, is the worst place to go. I mean, I go there often, but I noticed all week when I've gone through there to get a pop or whatever I'm getting, they have had their smoothie crossed out, ice cream cone crossed out, and... Whatever.
I bet you the machine's broken.
Probably.
It always is.
And half the time, their pop machine's broke. The whoever runs the machine can never figure it out.
Well, the feds are on to them.
Although
now.
Tonight when we drove through McDonald's before we came in here to get drinks, and it was a smooth sailing trip.
Did you hear who's on to them?
The federal people. The feds.
Now, were you listening to anything I was saying?
Yes. I heard your whole story.
The Federal Trade Commission is on to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're in trouble now.
Just because they have a piece of equipment that doesn't work?
Well, yeah, because it's so prevalent everywhere in the world that the Federal Trade Commission has got involved here.
But I don't even know what the Federal Trade Commission is.
I don't know, but I'm sure they can put you out of business.
You think? Well, I don't think they're going to put McDonald's out
of business.
They'll
put those ice cream machines out of business.
Hmm. Well, you know... Oh, go ahead.
Well, we'll see here. Go ahead, caller.
Heaven up.
Hey, Thunderbolt, how are you?
Pretty good, and you?
Oh, good. Good to hear from you. How are things out in Waterloo?
Oh, very good. Very good, Scott. I'm so sorry I missed your text this morning. I would have called in, but I didn't get to my phone till this evening.
Oh, no problem. Well, the crowd is listening to you tonight. They're probably very glad to hear from you. What have you been up to?
Oh, just... eating too much. My niece is just taking care of me, Scott. I'm just eating too much. Everything else is going real, real good. Real good.
Now,
getting ready to go to Las Vegas to be honored in the Cauliflower Club.
One of the great clubs in professional wrestling.
Well, yes, yes, thank God. I mean, I was blessed to Brian Blair. He called me and asked me, told me that they would like to honor me. It's been quite a while, and it's getting close now. On the 12th, I leave here.
That's going to be great, and that's out in Las Vegas.
Well, it's probably kind of warm out there, I would imagine. Kind of chilly up here.
Well, yeah, you know it is. And now, Thunderbolt, do you have any concern about these numbers going up around the country? What do you make of this?
Well, I really, you know, I think that everybody should, you know, get their shots and wear the masks and do what they say. Stay as, you know, take care of yourself. Because, you know, but there's nothing we can do about it other than go by what the law, the law of the land wants us to do. Follow rules and regulations.
What do you make of so many people not wanting to do this?
Well, man, you know, that's really deep there. That's a deep piece there, Scott. When people, they're, you know, at one time, I wouldn't take a shot. I only take shots from my doctor that I know of, and I've had a couple hip replacements, and I even recycled my blood and all and whatever. But you know, something like this here, it's two things. Some people think about what happened in Tuskegee, Alabama, years and years ago. And some people think about, our last president, you know? I mean, the things that would only last a few years and so forth and on, people were skeptic. But, you know, just like myself, I come to the conclusion that we have some of the greatest scientists in the world, and we should follow. If we're going to follow the ones that has, they brought us thus far, and if you care anything about yourself or your children or your mother or your father, or you should get a shot. It just makes sense because you can see the people dying. And this is real. So, you know, I just don't understand. You know, it's just, I think a lot of young people are just doing what they have been doing all along, going against what you ask them to do. Then there, I think there's a lot of people that, I mean, just the last few years, you've seen how our capital was overran and so forth, and people still didn't believe that. So we're living in a bad people world. It's not a, you know, people say it's a mean world. No, it's not a mean world. It's the people in it. And thank God for good people, like you're an angel, and the Cauliflower Club, and the Luthiers and Gables Club. Good people are doing good and right things.
You know, Thunderbolt, this is interesting because about a month ago, I had Bill Cosby on the air here with me. And
right.
Yeah, and Bill came on, and you know, it was an okay conversation, and he was nice enough. And this radio show in Boston, because this made national news when I had Bill Cosby on, this radio show in Boston, I don't know if they liked they paid a lot of attention to it. So now I have like a whole listenership in Boston, and they call all the time, and they've invited me and Angie to Boston in January to the Wilbur Theater to do something in Boston. But, you know, I call these people in Boston pinheads because they call in, and, you know, I think they're trying to be comedic because they don't care for Bill Cosby. So, you know, I call them pinheads. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, this kind of man, people are people. There's going to always be those haters out there. And we love them. We love them. We don't hate them like they hate when you're trying to just do your job or just being real and right. You know, I mean, that's one good thing about you. You do what is right, and you don't draw no conclusion or what somebody said. Whatever. People have the right to say and whatever they want to say, as long as they just, I mean, don't push it on nobody else if it's wrong. And people know when they're right and wrong, and people has been playing games, I mean, from the beginning of time, and we still have haters out there. So, you know, all I can say is be careful.
Now, Thunderbolt, but if I need you, you'll come out to Boston with me.
Hey, Scott, listen to me. I'm no further than a phone call.
That's right. And just,
I mean, I hope you know that.
Because you know they might be listening right now. We'll go out there and we'll clean their clocks, right?
Well, we'll go out there and we sure let them know what's on our mind. But Scott, listen to me. I want all those people out there to understand one thing. We're going to bring Jesus with us. The power of the living God. I mean, fear no man. No man. For his thinking, or the way they... Everybody got the right to say and believe what they want, as long as they don't press it on nobody. People can pick. They'll either like it, or they'll dislike it, and that's their business. But not to dwell on trying to upset something, it doesn't make sense.
No, and we'll try to deal with them on a verbal level, but you've got one or two good pops left in you, don't you?
Well, you can't tell nobody what to do. And yeah, and I've come to the conclusion, Scott, that regardless of what they say or how they feel, we're going to continue love them, and we're going to speak our mind, what we feel. You know, I try to speak what God tells me to speak. I don't hate nobody. I mean, I want to treat people the way I want to be treated. And I don't want to play no games to try to get no mess started with either way. You understand what I'm saying?
You know, I do. And I was just thinking, Thunderbolt, it's kind of serendipitous that you would call in tonight on the beginning of Labor Day weekend, because you were the guy who tried to get professional wrestling a union, and then you became a very big union activist, justice for janitors, and all these great things. You're really a pioneer on this weekend. This weekend's all about you and those people you help, Labor Day.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's amazing, Scott. You know, all of these years, I mean, let's go back to everything is documented. Everything is documented. Go back to the times that I was out there trying to help people. I tried to help people when I get old enough to understand that it's all about trying to help somebody, because one day you're going to need help yourself. And, I mean, this is what we're supposed to do, not to... You know, here it is right now, the same thing that I was trying to talk about and telling the truth about, and all of those individuals was lying. I was trying to get a union, trying to get medical, trying to get retirement, trying to get hospitalization for wrestling, and they still don't have it. So I just can't understand how we're all living in the greatest country in the world, but have so many different thoughts about the country and the people in the country.
Now, Thunderbolt, what does Labor Day mean to you? We had a big conversation earlier on the show today about this. You know, we know what 4th of July is about, Independence Day, and we know what Memorial Day is about, going to the cemeteries, remembering the troops. But do people remember that in this last century that we fought for the 8-hour workday, we fought for the 40-hour work week, that people died for this, child labor laws? People don't really celebrate Labor Day that way. What's it mean to you?
Well, it's kind of just like a lot of other things, capitalizing off of a date. I mean, there was a time when the labor movement was with the movement of people loving one another, coming together, no matter what color, no matter what religion or whatever. But then after they got a few little rights, the labor movement left. And it's, look at the minimum wage. Look at the fight over trying to raise a buck. How have the cost of living been going up? And, I mean, jobs. The only time that there's a lot of jobs, there's a lot of jobs out there now, Scott, because people are sick and died. And people don't want to get sick and die. And some people are making more money or getting more money being at home than they are when they go to work, because of the low price wages.
That's very true. Thunderbolt, just like back in the old days on TBS and NWA, as you get ready to go here in the Big Cauliflower Alley honoree, which is great, a long overdue honor that you deserve, talk to those people in Boston for me, if Thunderbolt Patterson way, and give me a little promo, send it out to those people in Boston that we're going to come for them if they don't watch their step.
Heaven high, Boston. Giving all the praise and honor to God. You know that you know what's right, and regardless of how you feel, we're going to come and we're going to do what God tells us to do, regardless if you like it or not. Somebody somewhere get some understanding. It's all about understanding and treating people like you want to be treated. And understand one thing, we fear no man. We are protected by the presence of the living God.
I love you, Thunderbolt. Travel safe, and we're going to talk very soon, and then you'll travel back here to Marion. Can't wait to see you.
Love you and Angel more, and be good, okay?
Stay well, Thunderbolt.
Take care of yourself. Hey, let me say this before I go.
Go ahead.
Hey, look here, people. By Boston, wherever you are, hey, why don't you get on some of them haters and some of those people that is not doing the right thing and spreading the right word and letting people speak their peace and do what everybody got something that they hit you, something in their, and they are just trying to express themselves, and they feel what they feel, and how can you say no to an individual that's telling the truth? Love you. Be good, and you need to try to love somebody.
Stay well, Thunderbolt.
You too. See you soon.
Bye-bye. The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, my pal. Now, see, those pinheads now have made a terrible mistake. You see, Angie, because Thunderbolt and I are close. Legendary pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson, he's going to be honored in the Cauliflower Alley Club in Las Vegas here in a couple weeks. Now, Thunderbolt will go to Boston, and Thunderbolt and I will walk into the city of Boston, and we'll clean house. Heads will roll. You know what I'm saying? Heads will roll right there in Boston. They've made a mistake now. They thought they could push people around. They you know, push me because I'm a little radio host around, and they could push old Bill Cosby around because he's out in wherever he's blind, and they can push you know, Ted Williams around because he's just a radio host, but you ain't going to push Thunderbolt around.
No.
No, see, they've made an error now. They've got Thunderbolt's dander up. Now they're in trouble.
Right.
Thunderbolt's whipped a few people.
I can imagine.
Oh, they've done it now. Boston's in trouble. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, Thunderbolt will level the whole city.
Yeah.
There'll be nothing left. You know that whole thing that happened, the Boston Tea Party? When Thunderbolt comes, he'll make that look like it was a picnic.
Yeah.
Because he don't take it, you know, he doesn't put up with the games.
No.
No, no. You make fun of him, now you're in trouble. He'll come down to their little podcast, and he'll rip their heads right off.
Well, you know, I don't think that, they all don't sound like pinheads in Boston.
Well, I don't know that they're all
pinheads. I mean,
like,
the first guy I think that you talked to today, he sounded fine. Like, I mean,
they're scared now.
You know where they're listening from now?
They're listening from under the bed.
From under the bed.
They know they've got the dander up of Thunderbolt Patterson. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear from you. We only got about 15 minutes left in the program tonight. 740-383-9944.
So, I need to ask you, because we never really... I don't think we've really got to finish talking about this. What do you think about the Cardinals, the Birds, downtown?
You know, it's I don't go downtown, so I don't, it's nice that somebody's trying something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, you know, there's no appeal in it for me, but, you know, if it makes other people happy, good.
I mean, do you think people will, like, take selfies in front of these birds?
I don't know. I don't know. I just, it's, people doing things.
I just, well, I see the one on Main Street, right by the old National City. What is that? Is that Treca building?
Yeah, there's a Treca building,
I see
for
the
sure.
one there, but they're facing to the side. Is it, so... I don't know. Like, to me, I think you would either have it facing the sidewalk or the road. I don't know if they put them, like, to the side so you could see the whole thing. I'm not really sure what...
I don't know. I just don't know at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I was listening to the radio, and I just had a thought. And I wanted to see what you thought about it.
Go right ahead.
What would you think if the city of Marion basically relocated the downtown out east?
Well, we'd have a profitable downtown then.
Any ideas about where they could put such buildings as, say, the courthouse, city hall?
I would say that, well, you wouldn't want to go in the county, so you'd have to be in the city limits.
Well, they could always annex it like they did Harding.
Yeah, they could. Honestly, probably the best place would be on 309, because 95 is just too packed. But if you got on 309 out past Harding, there's not a whole lot out in that area. You know, Avalon Lakes is out there and that other housing development. But there's not a whole lot there. You could put the courthouse there before Pullane Road. You could put whatever else would denote a downtown, City Hall. I guess you could put it out there. And then you could put some buildings out there that would be restaurants, commerce places, and I bet they'd go over. You know, I don't understand why 309 has not developed like 95 did. 95 developed as the area of commerce. 309 hasn't, and it's, what, a mile away from 95?
Yeah, I'd say probably a mile. I guess, I mean, my feeling is 95 runs down, you know, it runs right through town. And you get on 95 off of 23 and follow it, and you go straight through downtown.
Yeah, but you got to go down that alley.
What alley?
You know, the alley. When you get to the end of 95, you have to stop at that stoplight, and you can't go straight, so you got to turn down that alley to get over to Center Street.
No. You get on 95, you can follow that all the way down, turns into Center Street. You go right by Garfield Park, straight down Center Street, goes by the Jersey.
Oh, no, that's 309, not 95.
No, that's 95. Oh, no, 95. Okay, yeah, wrong road, yeah.
Yeah, 309 would work. Yeah, you could put the City Hall and the courthouse there. But 95, I think it's just too full now.
Yeah, there's nowhere out on 95 to put it. Not now.
No, but if they got, if they could put it on 309, that would be right off 23. Or they could put it on Williamsport. That's right off 23.
Yeah, there's lots of land. Well, I mean, there's housing development. There's a farmer's field out there. I mean, they might be able to get that.
Well, they got to move downtown because it's all location, location, location at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. You'd have to talk to... Well, you'd have to talk to the mayor, and then it would have to go through city council, and then they'd have to find the money. But, I mean, it could be done.
Well, I hear that the city credit card has pretty easy access.
Yeah, they could just walk in there and get it. I mean, all they got to do is sign it out. They wouldn't even have to put down their own name.
No, you could probably run in there and get it.
Yeah, I never go in town. If I have to go anywhere, I go around town. I never, very seldom ever go through town.
Now, why is that?
It's quicker.
There you go. There's the problem. Do you go down there to see the Cardinals?
I don't like dealing with all them stoplights.
You going to go down there now to see the Cardinals?
I have to go up to the County Health Department on the 10th, and we'll probably stroll through the Popcorn Festival a little bit. So, yeah, I'll be down there. I'll see the Cardinals.
All right. Well, good luck, and it's an interesting idea. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Relocating downtown.
But you don't think people are going to vandalize the Cardinals? That would be my thing.
You know, I
thing.
Don't know. I just don't know about that.
I mean, especially like during the Popcorn Festival. I don't know. I would be fearful of that. I mean, these people put all that time and effort into creating these Cardinals, and then I'd hate to see somebody come in and, you know, paint over them.
I just think you have to appeal to the lower economic groups to have something go over in Marion, and I'm not sure that this Cardinal thing is going to do it.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, whatever's on people's mind.
But I mean, you said you did know about this project? You had heard about it?
Yeah, I'd heard
ago?
About it. Yeah, a couple years ago. I applaud the people for trying. I just don't know. You know, I don't hear a whole lot of stir about it in Marion. People keep asking me, what's with the Cardinals? What's with the birds?
Yeah. I mean, it's very different. I mean, unique? I don't know. I'm not really sure.
8 minutes left in the show tonight, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz as we head into Labor Day weekend, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We can talk about whatever is on your mind. We still don't know where to get the cannoli creamer.
Oh, I found what it was called. I probably lost it by now, though. It is called Vanilla Cannoli Cream Latte. So if you're at Meijer, don't go steal it all, because I need at least one bottle for next week so I can make me some good coffee for next week.
Now, phyllo dough. I know there's phyllo dough at the Kroger on Delaware Avenue, but I don't know where else where you can get the phyllo dough. I bet Meijer says phyllo dough, but you're going to have to ask somebody.
No, I don't think they do.
Why do you think Meijer's does not have phyllo dough?
Because I was just there.
Did you look for it?
Well, yeah, their whole section was empty.
Well, maybe they got an order.
Yeah. Their section, though, of juices and butter and stuff like that is just really small. Well, I guess, you know, they have a whole different area. I'm thinking, like, Kroger, you know, it's all in one big area. But Meijer is kind of broken up, like, where they have the butter. And then over yonder, they have cheese, where, like, Kroger has it all together.
It was good to hear from Thunderbolt.
Yeah, I like
Thunderbolt. I like Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt's a stand-up man. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you can make your own phyllo dough.
I can make my own phyllo dough.
Yeah, you got a mixer?
Probably.
Find a recipe for it and make your own.
Well, you know, phyllo dough is a very tentative product. It's kind of, I think it'd be hard to make.
Well, somebody makes it.
So, did you like hearing from Thunderbolt?
Yeah, sometimes he goes on a little bit too much for me, but...
Yeah, but you see, now those people in Boston have bit off more than they can chew.
They haven't called in tonight, have they?
No, they're scared. Because now they know Thunderbolt Patterson will go out there and he will take care of them.
Some of them said they were going to listen tonight, but nobody's called in.
No, they're scared. Because, wouldn't you be scared if Thunderbolt told you that he's coming?
Yeah, I would.
He's no-nonsense type of fellow.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, 740-383-9944.
Now, you can make your own dough. I actually was looking up recipes, and there are recipes online to make your own. Is it phyllo or phyllo?
Well, I used to call it phyllo dough, but George Kasotis told me it was phyllo dough.
Huh.
So I guess the Greek pronunciation is phyllo.
Okay. Well, you still call your... aunt,
still call my aunt. But aunt is a bug. Aunt is your aunt. If you've been thinking about calling in, we're down to the final five, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. What an interesting Labor Day show this has been, pre-Labor Day. Do people know what Labor Day is about? Probably not.
You know what else? The thing that I care about on Labor Day is that I don't have to work.
Yeah, it is a nice day to have off.
And I don't have to work Thursday and Friday of the Popcorn Festival because I work downtown and it's too hard to get downtown during the Popcorn Festival. So I'm only working 2 days next week, so that makes me happy.
Yeah, at this point they might as well just shut downtown down. Because once the Popcorn Festival starts, there's no navigation downtown. Nowhere to park, nowhere to navigate. It turns into a bit of a mess downtown.
Right. Even on Tuesday going to work, it's they start closing things down. Like, they start putting up the... Well, where I'm at, they put up the fences. And so it's a little tricky.
You know, I'd stop by McDonald's tonight and get a cone, but I'm sure the machine's broken.
Right. If we go to the one on... Main Street, I bet they have their cones.
Yeah, but I have a whole new place to get ice cream.
Right.
After 9 o'clock.
Right. I don't understand why all the ice cream places in town close at 9, except one place.
But I bet it's nice fallish outside right now.
It is. I have my sweater on. You're probably warm in here. I was freezing. Because the air conditioning was on and I was freezing.
I'm good.
Yeah. But my allergies kick in this time of year because the weather change and... Oh, joy.
Well, the Federal Trade Commission is looking into why McDonald's ice cream machines are always broken. So, if you're in the line at McDonald's next time and they say their machine is broken, tell them the feds are after them.
You know, I... Remember when McDonald's ice cream was only 37 cents a cone?
Why 37 cents?
Yeah, I don't know. I always remember that. It was 37 cents. I used to get them all the time. Me and my friend would go through the drive-thru and we'd always get ice cream cones. 37 cents.
So what have we learned tonight from the program?
I don't know. We learned that we got birds downtown.
We've got birds, and nobody's... I don't know how... What makes them cardinals?
Well, I don't know.
As opposed just to birds.
I mean, they just must be the cardinal shape, Are cardinals shaped different than regular birds? I don't know.
I have no idea. What do they call bird people?
I have no idea. My dad might know. Too bad we can't ask him.
Yeah, I don't know what they call bird people. Well, I do hope everybody has a great Labor Day weekend. Don't forget to tune in Sunday morning, 11:10 a.m. to Pastor Craig's show. Glenn Goble will be the guest this week. It'll be a very interesting conversation. Also, the Community Christian Fellowship Sunday sermon is on Sunday morning, 12:10 until 1 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon is on Sunday night from 6 to 7. And we will not be in on Monday. We will be celebrating Labor Day. So we wish you and your family a very happy and safe Labor Day.
Safe. The cops are out everywhere.
Well, there is going to be a traffic blitz going on this weekend.
Yeah, I had to drive to Delaware tonight. There's cops all over.
So be safe. Enjoy. And try to remember what it's all about. It's about the worker.
Don't drink and drive.
No. But it's about the worker. And pay attention to that. That if we didn't have the worker, we couldn't do the job. And that's very, very important. Well, we're getting ready to wrap it up here for the weekend from all of us at WWGH Radio, Boston's favorite radio station, Marion, Ohio's favorite radio station, and Columbus's favorite radio station, and pizzas from the Great Race Pizza Shop coming up Tuesday morning. That's what we'll come back to on Tuesday morning. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Say Happy Labor Day, Angie.
Have a happy Labor Day. Be safe.
For Angie Evers, this is Scott Spears. For all of us at WWGH Radio, heading for the dugout.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?